All praise and glory be to the Triune God who protects, guides, and blesses the churches and believers in the Spanish-speaking countries under the guaranteed prayers of our senior pastor. I express my deepest gratitude to our beloved senior pastor for giving me the opportunity to deliver the mission report for the Spanish-speaking countries through today's service. My heartfelt thanks also go to the pastors, elders, senior deaconesses, and all Mami family members who always pray for overseas mission fields as well as our missionaries and members. I use the expression Mami family. Of course, family by blood is important, but the family by the love of the Lord is so important and precious. Through the summer retreat, I was always thankful that we are Mami family, but through the summer retreat, that gratitude was even greater. And we also have several members from Latin America attending the summer retreat this year. And for 2 weeks, and they said they never used the money in their pocket to have a meal. They were always invited. They were always, people always offer them a meal. They always offer the meal. I'm not talking about drinking and eating, but anyway, we are one family, and thank you for showing us love. Mamin is truly is one in the truth and in the Lord. Through the summer retreat, confirm this all the more. Dear Mamin family, I hope you are filled with grace and happiness during this retreat. I was also very happy as I prepared this summer retreat. Our Latin America members also prepared it with prayers. I also participated in the summer retreat with a resolve. Truly, the summer retreat, I think all of you confess that this is like unprecedented, great summer retreat. I already look forward to the next year's summer retreat, looking forward to how Father God will bless us with more grace and more fullness. I'm already excited for that, looking forward to the next year's summer retreat. The 8 believers who attended from Latin America and are also immensely blessed through this joyful and spirit-filled summer retreat. Latin America is one of the mission fields located far from the central church. However, within the space of our beloved shepherd, we are running vigorously forward, united as one with the central church and our beloved senior pastor. Bogota, the capital of Colombia, where I'm ministering, is located at an altitude of 2,640 meters above sea level, and August is the month when strong winds blow, making it a season for kite flying. In Korea, we used to fly kites also. I think young people don't have experienced it, but they only seen in pictures or videos of flying kites. In August, in Bogota, we have strong wind, so people are selling kites on the street. And this is people flying kites in Bogota City. So I requested a video from one of our members of flying kites. I also have an experience of flying kites when I was back in my childhood, because it was because we didn't have a lot of entertainment. This was one of our best of sports back in those days. And we went out. I remember going outside and flying kites. But a kite cannot fly on its own. However, when the wind blows and the person flying it controls it well, it reaches the wind, rises to great heights, and flies freely. It's not an easy task, flying kites. You have to build strong kites. You have to make it strong. And if there is no wind, you cannot fly it. It's without wind. We have to run around if you want to fly it when there's no wind. You have to, once the kite if you want to it's the same spiritually. It's important to be united with the shepherd who is guiding us spiritually. I'm grateful that the Mami family in the Spanish-speaking world and Latin America are flying well, even from afar, riding the wind of grace from God the Trinity and following the guidance of our senior pastor, who leads us with great love through the powerful words of life and the power of equation, while demonstrating the authoritative word of life and the power of equation in our family. We made a stop in Paris, and we landed in the Incheon airport. It was almost about a 28 flight from Colombia. So sometimes I wish I would be closer to Korea. I wish we would be a little closer, then it will be easier for us to travel back and forth, and it will be less expensive, and more people would attend the Korea's summer retreat. But because we are far away, Father God gives us more grace, and regardless of the distance, we are just happy, and we are riding the same flow, same wave. This is a great blessing by the Father God. Also, we are some of you may have already heard through the news. On Wednesday, June 24th, 2026, an earthquake struck near Caracas, the capital of Venezuela. Following an initial 7.2 magnitude quake, a second one measuring 7.5 occurred just 40 seconds later. Numerous buildings and bridges collapsed, and airports, subways, power grid, and telecommunications also suffered damage. Tragically, there were many casualties, leading the Venezuelan government to declare a state of national emergency. There are 5 Mami churches in Venezuela, and in Caracas, the capital where the earthquake hit hardest, there live 2 members who attend our Sunday and evening Wednesday services and Daniel prayer meetings via YouTube. And Senior Pastor once introduced the testimony of this member. She was living in an old apartment, and her apartment buildings were old and leaked whenever it rained. The residents often talked among themselves about how old and weak the structure was, fearing that it might collapse if something happened. But with God's protection, even with the 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck, the building did not collapse. Furthermore, when Sister Judivet went up to the third floor home after the quakes, not a single mirror hanging on the wall had fallen, and everything was completely intact. And 7.2 earthquake is like is much greater than the 6th earthquake. I studied that. I found that when it increases, when the magnitude increases by 1, the energy is 32 times. It's not when the magnitude rises by 1, it's not a small difference, but it's great. If you have no experience of 7.2 earthquake, you cannot imagine. Of course, you have seen videos, but if you have not experienced it, you cannot imagine how violent. As for me, when I was in Lima, I experienced the 8th magnitude earthquake. It was so beyond our imagination. Sometimes Korea, in an earthquake 4 or 5 hit Korea sometimes, but I experienced a magnitude 8. I was in the taxi on my way back home. I was with my wife and my daughter. She was in a dental clinic, and that's when the earthquake hit. It was like the road is like moving like a sea wave, and also the trees and the electric poles just wave like this, sway like this, like as if they're dancing. What about the houses or bridges? They collapse. But this member, as she went out, nowadays we have we used to have the keys. But in Latin America, you need to use the iron key to go in or go out of the house. She, because the earthquake was so strong when she tried to get out, so she couldn't even open the door with her key. So can you imagine how violent the shaking was? You can't even walk down the street. But she, in her heart, she prayed, thinking about the shepherd's space, and she managed to open the door and escape. And when she came back home, and nothing in her home fell. And she was very surprised, and everything was... This is because our senior pastor is hovering the Manmi members in a prayer, so we are being protected. On Monday, August 10, around 7:34 a.m., a powerful magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck Choco, located 250 kilometers from the capital city of Bogota. Strong tremors were felt across Colombia, as well as in neighboring Panama and Ecuador. Hearing the news, I contacted our members because people were, the line was so busy because everyone was making calls, so it was difficult for me to contact. So I managed to contact the members, and they confessed that even during the earthquake, they were protected, and they were so relieved, and none of them were injured or lost their like properties, or they were perfectly protected, they testified.
This earthquake
Numerous homes and buildings collapsed, with current reports indicating over 400 deaths and more than 1,000 injured. Figures expected to rise. We would appreciate your prayers for Colombia, its people suffering from this disaster, and a swift recovery. We contacted about 20 members of Colombia, Sonsomamin, and a Mamin cellular called Kelly, who are living near the epic center via phone and WhatsApp. We confirmed that all of them are safe and suffer no property damage. All members in Colombia expressed their gratitude, confessing that they were protected under the senior pastor's love and prayers. Whether wherever we are, Father God always protect us. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God for His protection. And all members in Colombia confessed that they were protected in the love and space prayers of the senior pastor. So I was not there because I was in the summer retreat. And after the earthquake hit, I asked one of the members to visit my apartment because in Bogota, about 1 minute and 30 seconds, things were shaking hard. So I wonder whether something happened in my apartment. So I asked one of my members to go inside my apartment to check everything was all right. And she took videos of it. And none of them fell on the floor. And there were a lot of books on the bookshelf. There were pictures hanging on the wall. And then on the kitchen, there are many items on the shelf on the kitchen, but none of them fell. And they were all protected and in their place. And she explained how things were like when the earthquake hit. It was shaking so violently, and she was horrified. But even though, and also the doors of the closet were open from the shock. Well, we are reminded of how fragile we are before the power of nature, yet living within the Almighty God, who governs all creation, protects His beloved churches and believers, and grants us grace, we live in safety and peace. This is truly His great grace. Likewise, we give thanks that although we are physically far apart, we are united as one in spirit, protected in all circumstances, and riding the spiritual wave together. In the first part of today's mission report, I will share the progress of our ministry since last year's report. In the second part, I would like to share grace on how we, Mamin, will fulfill God's providence in this end time when the return of our Lord is exceedingly near. In 2025, I made 15 mission trips across 5 countries. When I go out on a mission trip, it's about 1 week or 2 week trip. And I was very thankful. By nature, I don't like travel or outdoor activities. I like to be home. I just like to spend time at my home by nature. But as I carry out my duties, I go on many mission trips.
And
activities included branch church visitations, church anniversaries, 6 pastor seminars, and 2 guest sermons. Due to time constraints, I will briefly report on my 2 trips for guest sermon. We held anniversary services and pastor seminars for Culiacan, Puebla, and Tulalcingo, Mamin churches in Mexico during a 14-day trip from October 3rd to October 16th. On Saturday, October 4th, we held a pastor's meeting in Culiacán and agreed to conduct a pastor seminar in the future. On Saturday, on October 11th, I preached at a pastor's gathering for church unity in Tulancingo. On Monday, October 13th, with 67 participants in attendance, a pastor seminar was held under the theme, Ministry and Revival in the Era of the Holy Spirit. From Friday, October 31st to Saturday, November 1st, a two-day seminar hosted by the Pastors Council of Ciudad Guayana, Venezuela, was held with 140 pastors and church leaders in attendance. As a speaker, I taught 8 topics, importance and blessings of keeping the Lord's Day, whole tithes and offerings, spirit, soul, and body, Christian life in the Holy Spirit era, the early churches, how to pray, Daniel prayer meeting, and evangelization of Venezuela. This, and I also led the prayer meeting there. The pastor you Helingiano, my love, a theologian, shared his impression that it was the best lecture, taking away nothing from or adding anything to the scriptures. I'm still communicating the words of senior pastor and the shepherds. They are pure gospel from the scripture. We know that. We've always received grace and listened to them. And this theologian also know that it matches with the scriptures, and nothing was added, nothing was subtracted, and he was so blessed, he confessed. And I'm still communicating with many pastors who attended the seminar via WhatsApp. During the first half of 2026, I made 8 mission trips on Monday, March 16, 2026. Churches held a secret parade, a street parade for evangelism in Nezahualcóyotl. At the closing rally, I preached on why is Jesus our Savior and prayed with the handkerchief. I delivered a message and prayed, and two people came up to and also we heard a testimony that he was someone was healed of his disease. On Tuesday, March 17th at 9 a.m., I conducted a pastor seminar in Mexico City under the theme, Ministry and Revival in the Era of the Holy Spirit. Through this seminar, another pastor seminar is being prepared for October this year in Pachuca, Hidalgo, Mexico. Looking back at the first half of 2026, I'm deeply grateful that through the anniversary services and events of Colombia and Paramami churches, our members received abundant grace through the message delivered by Pastor Mi-kyung Lee. Experiencing firsthand that God is alive and working among us with great power through numerous healing testimonies, our faith was strengthened. And we were able to share the holiness gospel and our ministry with invited guests with convincing evidences. Furthermore, 18 members from 6 countries attended out of longing for the anniversary, while 24 Mamin churches joined live via YouTube, and members who are healed by receiving prayer through live broadcasts shared their testimonies and gave glory to God. We hope to prepare an even more anointing and spirit-filled event for the following anniversary, making it a spiritual festival where many people from more countries participate. I express my gratitude to Speaker Pastor Mi-kyung Lee, Praise Leader So-and-so, Sasia Chang, who is in charge of interpretation and administration, and Senior Deaconess Heja Chang, who accompanied the mission team with one heart. I'm also deeply thankful that our senior pastor who sent the mission team and prayed with love so that we could enjoy the beautiful anniversary event. Since last year's mission report, Parashutek Mamin Church in Peru, Santiago the Chil Mamin Church, and Chilgorogo Mamin Church in Colombia have been newly established. Currently, there are 24 Mamin Churches and 3 cell groups across 8 countries. Here, we have also have the we have also those cell groups, and they're worshiping in their homes. So we call them cell groups. All churches in Latin America connect from about 100 locations as churches, families, or individuals to join the Sunday services, Wednesday service, and Daniel prayer meetings stream live from Mamin Latin America Mission Center in Colombia. Seeing how church workers at the Central Church evangelize with the Lord's love and lead many people to register at church every week, our Latin America Mami members are following this example and praying to win souls. We are sharing the gospel under the motto, bringing souls to the Lord. We have this motto, and Colombia Mamin Church and Duitama Mamin Church conduct street evangelism and hand out Mamin newsletters every other Saturday, and several other churches also engage in street evangelism as opportunities arise. Sharing the gospel for the souls is a precious duty. What a beautiful thing that is. And 24 churches in Latin America, and they try to share the gospel on the street, outside, once, at least once a week, and they are longing to do that, and they are encouraging one another. Regarding our broadcasting ministry, we added 2 radio stations, La Familia in Lima, Peru, and Tuatama Radio in Colombia, to broadcast our city pastor's only Bible program, currently reaching 4 countries through 7 radio stations. Recently, Vida TV in Puebla, Mexico, began airing her sermons twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. for 30 minutes. Furthermore, we launched the internet radio program Hallelujah, broadcasting senior pastors' sermons, praise, morning prayers, and prayer for the sick every day from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. The members are receiving grace and using it for evangelism. In addition, the messages of our beloved senior pastor continue to be broadcast via Enlace, which covers all of Latin America through cable and satellite networks. They air on Sunday mornings as well as on Saturdays at 5:30 a.m. and Wednesdays at 2:30 p.m. Previously, it was broadcast only on Sundays and Saturdays, but about a month ago, we learned that it is now also airing on Wednesdays. And our members notified me that they also watch the program on Wednesday. So at that time, I connected to the TV, and I found that the senior pastor's program was on. The mom and family in the Spanish-speaking world and Latin American strives to participate in the ministry which our beloved senior pastor is carrying out to evangelize the world and prepare the way for her ministry. Just as our beloved shepherd greatly glorified God by following the example set by our Lord, we believe that our beloved senior pastor will fully accomplish the providence in the end time, serving with the heart of the shepherd. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35 says, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Each week, our senior pastor testifies to God's will and His word concerning the human cultivation, guiding us to transform our lives to be pleasing to Him. As it is said that the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, how precious is each and every word she says. As we obey the words, our hearts are transformed and we bear fruits. The gospel of heaven we receive contains such blessed and profound words that we cannot hear anywhere else. And it guides us to New Jerusalem. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 tells us, for by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that it is in the world by lust. While the Bible mentions paradise and New Jerusalem concerning heaven, most people do not understand the difference between them. If our hope for heaven is not clear, it is not easy to overcome the lust of the flesh and obey the word while living on this earth. However, as we know the precious and magnificent promises, the glory and beauty of New Jerusalem, we can march forward in faith to partake of the divine nature. How blessed we are! In this way, the power of equation manifested alongside the precious words which we receive through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit demonstrates that the Bible, the Gospel of Heaven, and the Gospel of New Jerusalem are true, just as written in the Bible. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. No matter how beautiful our expressions may be, our words alone cannot plant true faith and hope for heaven in people's hearts. While the words teaching God's will and providence is proclaimed and the gospel of heaven and New Jerusalem is proclaimed, if the power of equation beyond human ability manifests by praying in the name of Jesus Christ, the words proclaimed are confirmed. I just talked about the magnitude 8 earthquake. At the time when the earthquake hit, people were surprised and they screamed out of horror. And some people just knelt down on the street and prayed. And because many people are Catholics, they have a long history of Catholicism, so they know what they've heard and heard. And when such a strong earthquake hit, many of them thought that the Lord must be coming. So people were coming out on the street and repented because they knew, they thought that the Lord was coming. And during that week, the Catholic churches were filled with more people. But the week after that, it went to the... spiritual faith, true faith, is difficult to obtain without the words of life and without changing our heart through the word. So we are listening to these precious words in this Church of Life, and we are praying unceasingly, and we are obeying the word. How blessed we are to do that. If one understands the history of human redemption only as follows, that Adam sinned by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected, becoming the Savior, and we are saved by believing in Him, then we cannot fully grasp the providence of God in cultivating humans. Many believers, many preachers, even preachers, they explained that Adam sinned and sin entered, and the Lord, God sent down Lord, and when we believe in the Lord and we are saved, receive forgiveness and enter heaven. They only preached it that way. But if we understand only this, we cannot truly understand the providence of God's cultivating humans. One might conclude that since we were dead in sin and saved through faith in Jesus Christ, there is nothing more to do. Of course, out of deep gratitude for being saved from the horrible hell, becoming children of God, and having hope for heaven, one can love and serve God, serve much in many ways, evangelize, and live a dedicated Christian life. However, through the words received under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through our beloved shepherd, we know why God planned human cultivation and divided Himself into the Trinity, and how He desires to gain true children who completely resemble Him in heart through the human cultivation. Therefore, we have received the immense blessing of not stopping at receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord, receiving the Holy Spirit, having our dead spirits revived, and having our names written in the Book of Life. Instead, we live a life of faith where we are continually born again of water and the Spirit, advance to spirit and all spirit, become God-pleasing true children, and press toward Jerusalem. We believe in Jesus and we are saved. Of course, we are saved through Him. But if that's it, if we hear words like, we have to cast off sins and evil, we have to... And they may wonder why we have to cast off sins and evil. And they think that because Jesus died on the cross, so I believe in Him, I'm saved. They just think it that way. Then, so that's why they but we, mommy members, We know why God started cultivating humans. We know the true purpose of Christian life. For this reason, living a Christian faith as Mammin fills us with gratitude. Even when we wake up from sleep, we are deeply thankful not only for receiving such precious words and knowing God's providence to press toward New Jerusalem as His true children, but also for worshiping in spirit and in truth under the Holy Spirit's inspiration, having Daniel prayer meetings that help us stay awake and pray without ceasing, experiencing healing through the divine healing meeting, and witnessing how the Almighty God is working with us and guiding us. Of course, healing works do not manifest only during the divine healing meeting. How thankful we are to have so many opportunities to receive grace, including the summer retreat, where we experience grace through our signs and wonders. Therefore, each of us must earnestly long for perfect sanctification and strive to obey so that we may come forth as true children. Furthermore, by participating in the ministry of our senior pastor who fulfills world evangelism in this end time and prepares for the Lord's return, all of us have to be recognized as faithful and vigorously advance into New Jerusalem. Let us reflect on today's message in our prayer.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.